Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Some researchers suspect the coronavirus pandemic may be peaking in the U.S. NPR's Rob Stein explains.
Lots of people are still getting infected, sick, and dying. But if you look carefully at the numbers, the daily infections look like they hit a high about a week or so ago, depending on how you crunch the data. Since then, it looks like the number of people catching the virus every day has finally started falling. In fact, it appears the number of people flooding into hospitals has peaked nationally, too, which means the number of daily deaths could start falling next.
NPR's Rob Stein reporting. But researchers warn the pandemic is still raging. The virus could surge if vaccinations are not distributed quickly or if people don't observe social distancing. There's also fear that new variants of the virus could spread faster than vaccines are administered. President Biden will issue a fresh set of 10 executive actions today to tackle the sluggish federal government response to the pandemic. These address testing, vaccinations, supplies, and treatment. This follows 15 executive actions that Biden took on his first day in office. He's reversing Trump administration directives about the U.S. Census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports these will make sure the U.S. continues to include all U.S. residents in numbers that determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College.
President Biden has ended the Trump administration's policy of excluding unauthorized immigrants from counts that the Constitution says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. Biden has also revoked a Trump directive related to a project for producing citizenship data using government records. Thomas Sines of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund is part of a lawsuit to stop that project, which Sines says was intended to discriminate against Latinos.
What President Biden did is a strong indication that we will be able to resolve this case in a way that is respectful of the Constitution.
Census results are not expected until March. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Vice President Harris administered the oath of office on Wednesday to two Democratic senators from Georgia. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff have helped Democrats win control of the U.S. Senate. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Emil Moffitt prepared this report.
Warnock is just the 11th black senator in the nation's history and the first elected from Georgia. Ossoff becomes the state's first Jewish senator, as was noted by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Sworn in today on a book of Hebrew scripture once owned by the rabbi who decades ago formed a bond between the Jewish and African American communities of Georgia.
Former California Secretary of State Alex Padilla was also sworn in after being selected to fill Vice President Harris's former Senate seat. With the 50-50 split, Harris will serve as a tie-breaking vote, giving Democrats control of the chamber. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News. The Labor Department reports that the number of people filing first-time unemployment claims last week dipped slightly to 900,000. But jobless claims have stayed elevated in recent weeks. That's because the coronavirus pandemic continues to surge. Layoffs remain high in the service industry, including in restaurants across the country. The Indian Ocean island of Sri Lanka is welcoming tourists for the first time in 10 months. Sushmita Pathak reports from Mumbai the country closed its borders because of the pandemic.
A video commercial shows international visitors landing in Sri Lanka as airport staff wearing masks and gloves prepare to receive them. Tourism is an important source of revenue for the country and makes up about 5% of its GDP. COVID guidelines for travelers include getting tested before boarding their flight, after landing in Sri Lanka, and 7 days into their trip. To minimize contact with the local population, visitors will be restricted to 14 tourist sites, including several national parks. Sri Lanka has recorded more than 55,000 coronavirus cases and less than 300 deaths so far. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
Law enforcement officers in Rochester, New York, say three National Guard members were killed in a helicopter crash last night. They were on a routine training flight outside the city. The National Guard and the Federal Aviation Administration will investigate the crash. The weather was cloudy at the time. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.